welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 13th of March, 2012. Hope you are having a good day. Well, you couldn't ask for better weather, that's for one thing. Probably the best weather in the United States. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster, the host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station in the Voice Network stations, KJ, KJAA, AM 1240 up in Gila County and Globe, and KAPR, AM 930 out of Douglas, serving Cochise County. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kboi.com. Also, three venues for 24/7 anywhere, any place in the world, anytime listening, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1, and we have a very full lineup today. We launch with Randy Sariglio of the Center for Biological Diversity, commenting on last week's EPA visit to the proposed Rosemont Mine site. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman. Let's see if he's got a smile. Does Shelley have it? Yes, he does. That means the market has to be up today. We'll find out how much. Half past the hour, Roxana Green will talk about her new book, honoring her slain daughter, Christina Taylor Green. 45 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with the founder of the Cancer Boot Camp Challenge, Anita Kelman. They call Anita the Sarge. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Last week, four Rosemont Copper officials, led by Vice President Kathy Arnold and fellow Vice President Jamie Sturgis, took four EPA officials on a three-hour tour of the Rosemont Mine site south of Tucson in the Santa Ritas. They also visited locations where Rosemont is researching the effectiveness of planting various plants for reclamation and solar energy facilities, and they took them to see a dry stretch of the Davidson Canyon about 10 miles east of the mine site. The EPA officials also got together with officials and or activists with Pima County, the Tohono O'odham Nation, Save the Scenic Santa Ritas, Tucson Audubon Society, the Coalition for the Sonoran Desert Protection, and the Center for Biological Diversity, plus Farmers Investment Group was also on that tour. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Randy Sariglio, a Center for Biological Diversity Conservation Advocate. And Randy, I guess, first of all, welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks, Bill. I'm always happy to be here.
You were on the tour or met with the EPA officials. You didn't go on an official tour.
Yeah, no, we kind of took them on an informal tour of some of the very precious aquatic resources that are directly threatened by this mine proposal. We wanted them to see what was at stake and to see what we had spent so many years and so much time and money protecting in our community.
Randy, where did you take the EPA people?
We took them down to the Seneca Creek Preserve and the confluence with Davidson Canyon. Davidson Canyon flows down directly from the mine site to Seneca Creek and joins it just east of Vail. And, of course, the county, Pima County, has spent $14 million protecting that area. It's an aquatic resource of national importance, according to the EPA's recent letter on this matter. And, of course, it was designated an outstanding water of the state of Arizona, along with Davidson Canyon. And just all of those, you know, designations and all that money and effort to protect those places really indicates how precious and rare they are and how crucially important they are to wildlife in southern Arizona.
This was a big deal, wasn't it, to get these EPA officials to the site?
Well, you know, the whole situation is a big deal. And really, if you look at the letters they sent, which is the formal objection that they lodged to this mine proposal and to the Forest Service's work on the draft environmental impact statement, which is supposed to analyze the proposal, you know, this visit is just all wrapped up in that. And if you look at what's in those letters, very strong objections by the EPA to the proposal as it stands.
Randy Seriglio is with us from the Center for Biological Diversity, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a comment about Rosemont or a question, Randy would be delighted to take that as well. Where does this go from here? The letters, you mentioned the EPA letters. The Army Corps of Engineers, representatives from the Corps and from the State Department of Environmental Quality were at both EPA tours last week. Is the ball next in the court of the Army Corps of Engineers, Randy?
Well, there's several balls in the air right now. With a project as big and complex as this and with as many potential threats as this one has, there are a number of permits that Rosemont Copper or Augusta Resource Corporation must secure before they can proceed. So there's kind of two things in front of us right now. The Army Corps of Engineers has to decide whether or not to grant a Section 404 permit, which is directly related to waters of the U.S., and whether deciding whether Rosemont's project will comply with laws that are on the books, and whether or not it will result in significant adverse impacts to wetlands and the aquatic wildlife that live there, and human health and safety. And, of course, the EPA's letter indicates that they believe that it will result in significant adverse impacts. In fact, if you read some of the statements there, likely result in significant adverse impacts to fish, wildlife, special aquatic sites, downstream flows, the natural surface and groundwater fluctuations through direct contamination, and also drawdown of the aquifer. And basically what they're saying is they're very concerned that this project would either significantly reduce the value or even destroy those areas. Now, the Army Corps gets this letter, and they know that they have to take it very seriously. They're going to have to analyze this, and they're doing that. I believe they really are doing that. They're very concerned, and they've registered those concerns with the Forest Service. Now, on the other hand, you have the Forest Service, which rushed this process, this draft environmental impact statement, and put the document out before it was even complete or had any fundamental basis.
How did that happen?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of political pressure on this. You have the company squawking that it's taking too long. You have our Arizona senators jumping in and squawking that it's taking too long. But really, we're only working on about 4 or 5 years right now. And quite often, projects like this take twice as long to go through this process. And the reason's clear. It's public health and safety and the health of our environment that are at stake here. It's a very complex project with a lot of potential threats that need to be analyzed very closely, because once the cows are out of the barn, it's too late. Once the aquifer is contaminated or drawn down or the resource is destroyed, it's too late.
Are you in favor of Rosemont Mine? If you are, if you're not, give us a call, 790-2040, 790-2040. The jobs issue always surfaces at the top of the list when the folks who are in favor of Rosemont get together. And what do you say to those people?
Well, a couple things.
Are you saying the same thing you were saying?
I'm saying that there's a million ways to create jobs in your community, and the vast majority of them do not come with contamination of the groundwater and the air and making people sick and destroying wildlife habitat and all the other things that go along with the Rosemont Mine. You know, outdoor recreation and tourism in Pima and Santa Cruz County is nearly a $3 billion annual industry. Now, that's an economic driver that dwarfs mining in our community. It used to be mining was king in Arizona, but that's simply not the case anymore. We have successfully worked to diversify our economy, and we should continue down that path and not be beholden to this kind of dirty extractive industry to get jobs.
But we really need copper.
Well, sure. Everybody needs copper in their daily lives. And you know what? There's a glut of it on the market. There's copper all over the place. You look at the existing operating copper mines, and they're still not back up to full production after the big crash a few years ago. So if you want a copper mining job, go ahead and look on the Arizona Copper Mining Jobs websites, and you can probably get hired on at Freeport or some of these other mines that are already, in operation and ramping up.
Yeah, I read one of them's hiring like 650 people.
There's jobs out there. Yeah, I mean, it's the notion that this will somehow create a net impact of, you know, positive job creation is false. It's going to negatively impact the existing economic drivers that we already have.
Let's go to Daniel now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Daniel, you are with Randy Seriglio of the Center for Biological Diversity. Go ahead.
Yes, maybe you could answer a few questions or help us out. We people that have no political interest in this. I understand that that there's not going to be tailings and so forth like our other mines, and all this dirt's going to be hauled away somewhere. Is that correct?
No, that's not true. This will be an old-fashioned 20th century open-pit copper mine. There'll be tailings piles 800 and some feet tall. That's true. And the mine pit will be a mile wide and more than a half a mile deep. It's going to be a massive hole in the ground and just thousands and thousands of acres of waste piled up on your public lands.
Randy Seriglio is with us, 790-2040. We can probably squeeze in another question if you want to get in on the action here on the Buckmaster Show. We've got a jam-packed schedule today, but we thought this was important enough. Well, this is bringing the EPA to town to look at the site. Who knows where they're thinking right now, but do you have any idea what kind of timetable now, what's next here?
Well, as I was saying before, the Army Corps of Engineers will take their time analyzing this. No one really knows how long it's going to take them to do that, but it could be sometime later this year. You know, they'll issue a decision on whether or not to grant that permit. Now, on the other hand, the Forest Service has been told by the EPA that the draft environmental impact statement that they released to the public has the lowest rating you can give. An environmental impact statement. The EPA rarely ever gives out this bottom drawer rating. And in this case, it's really kind of an embarrassment to the Coronado National Forest that they even put this document before the public. EPA outlines many things wrong with it. It's lacking in good science. Some of the scientific models, the hydrology models that were submitted are questionable. This document doesn't even get close to determining what the real impacts of this mine proposal would be.
And some are saying the Davidson Canyon Sienega Creek is a real deal breaker.
Well, that could be. There's a lot of deal breakers with this. You know, the outstanding waters designation means that those areas are afforded the highest level of protection, and that the, you know, whatever proposal comes along is not allowed to significantly degrade those waters. And, you know, it's pretty clear from our analysis that the Rosemont mine will, especially as is currently proposed. And so the EPA has told the Forest Service, you have to go back and redo this document. This is not a serious document.
Randy Seriglio, thank you very much. Both sides in this dispute have found some assurance from the EPA visit. The Rosemont people said it was nice that the EPA came to town, and they called the visit worthwhile. Randy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, coming up now on 1218, Shelley Fishman and the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
1222 on the Buckmaster Show, and now let's check in on the Shelley Fishman Tuesday Moneymaker Smile Index Report. Shelley's got a smile.
Big smile.
Big smile today. That means some pretty big action on Wall Street today.
Yeah, U.S. stocks are up about 170 points, about 1.3%, and the NASDAQ is up about 42. So the Dow, last time I checked, was about 13,127, and the NASDAQ's up above 3,000 at 3,026. So
that's the high point for probably 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the numbers, but that's all good news for investors. Bonds are down a little bit. You'd expect that when stocks are up, and gold and silver are down a little bit today.
Wall Street Journal kind of throwing some cold water on that with their headline story in the journal, their wealth advisor yesterday, why stocks are riskier than you think. Most people can get the money they need for retirement without gambling heavily on equities, so say the writers of the journal.
Okay, and that far into the article, I'm in 100% violent approval.
I thought you would be.
And we've talked about that,
yes.
That it is possible to invest wisely and mitigate or minimize risk and volatility. When you read further down into that article, however, there's some disturbing stuff there. What we need to make sure of, Bill, is that the investments that we're doing are going to keep pace with and run ahead of inflation. And if you're investing in the kinds of things they're talking about there, which is essentially Treasury inflation-protected bonds and I-bonds, you're not going to beat inflation. So you're essentially losing money, even though you're taking no risk. So that's a problem there. He also gets into some hedging strategies and later on in the article about Buying puts and to cover purchases to mitigate losses. Those are not very complex, but somewhat complex and non-transparent strategies that you really have to know what you're doing to do. And very often, the protection that you buy comes at a very high price from the broker. In other words, from your agent who's charging you a fairly high price as a brokerage fee for buying options. Got to be real careful with buying and selling options. Most brokerages will only allow very limited use of options, certainly in an IRA or in a Roth, only hedging strategies or what's called covered calls. And in a brokerage account, you can go a little nuts with option strategies. You really need to know what you're doing. So be real careful. But I do agree that, in fact, he points out what we've talked about, that over the past 30 years, bonds have actually outperformed stocks.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah,
so he's putting a pin in several balloons that needed to be burst. But read that article. You know, I think you should read the article in the Wall Street Journal today, but read it with your eyes, with both eyes open.
Shelley, here's a caller who did not want to go on the air for you. A gold and silver, is it a good trading vehicle right now?
Not sure I understand what trading vehicle means.
But generally, okay. I don't really understand that either, the good trading vehicle. Yeah. But generally, how does gold and silver look?
Gold and silver are at historic highs. Well, they have been a little bit higher, but they're in a trading range, which is about as high as they've been. Now, if you were then to adjust that for inflation, they come back down to levels that don't represent their historical highs. So I believe that precious metals have some time to go. Have somewhere to go, but I can't tell you the time frames. I know that if you take a look at precious metals over a fairly significant period of time, you're going to find that they don't necessarily outperform. They certainly have over the past couple of years. I would suggest no more than 3% in your portfolio, but you should have some.
And let's go to that caller. He's decided he will go on the air,
okay,
Shell,
cool.
And let's hear what he has to say. Explain your position. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm really a conservative, but I have an aggressive bent. I usually put my toe in the water when I see the XAU. I usually follow the XAU, the gold and silver index, and it's been down the last few days, and so I was just going to go in maybe today. And again, I'm not a big time.
You were just
talking
about short term, right?
Yeah, short term.
Okay, thanks.
As a general matter, you want to buy on weakness and sell on strength if you're not in it for the long haul. But again, these precious metals are hedging strategies. If you're in them for the investment value, then you should be in them for the long term. And that would be my advice.
And you do, for a portfolio, a little bit of exposure to gold.
Yeah, about 3 or 4%. And I don't actually, unless somebody is absolutely crazy about owning the metal, I don't buy the metals themselves. I buy the ETFs that track the indexes. They're just as good, and they're a lot easier to trade, and you don't have to store them in a vault or use them as a doorstop.
Shelley Fishman is with us. And Shelley, you know, there's so many of these reports like the Wall Street Journal report, and that we don't really get into kind of the human side of financial planning and advice. You know, some of this stuff is pretty cold.
You know, Bill, and especially as we're coming out of this, you know, downturn, I see people who are asking me for advice. I mean, I am a financial planner. I'm also, of course, you know, an investment advisor. But I see people who are looking to get decisions that they're either on the verge of making or have already made and get those decisions somehow reinforced or reaffirmed. And it's very hard for me sometimes to say to somebody who, for instance, has made the decision at age 55 or 56 that they're going to take early retirement, to just work the numbers through with that person and come to a conclusion that perhaps that decision is premature, because the soft side of what I do, which is the personal side, it's not quantitative, It's qualitative. And yet, you know, when you talk to somebody who says, I just can't stand it here anymore, I have to leave the job, and you know what the job picture is out there, and you know that when they work through the numbers, they're not going to be able to retire at 50% of their salary for the next 40 years. And you pose those questions, and you just feel like you're deflating somebody.
Yeah,
so this whole idea of how you deal with the human side of investment advising and financial planning is really something that I'd like to spend more time talking about.
We will spend some more time talking about it. Shelley Fishman, where do folks get a hold of the human side of Shelley Fishman?
795-7950.
Thank you so much, Shelley. And you do return phone calls and you do respond to emails very promptly.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great week.
You too. Shelley Fishman with us. Stay with us.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The Fed is offering a more positive view of the economy after a burst of hiring since its last meeting. Policymakers are holding off taking further steps to boost the recovery. The Fed noted strains in the global financial markets have eased, though it warns they continue to pose a threat. As voters in Alabama and Mississippi choose from among the Republican presidential contenders today, Mitt Romney has already moved on to Missouri, where he's been ignoring his GOP rivals and focusing again on President Obama. Millions of college students could be in for a shock this summer. The interest rate on a popular federally subsidized student loan doubles in July unless Congress acts. College students today are delivering 130,000 letters to congressional leaders asking them to stop the rate hikes. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
.1234 on the Buckmaster Show. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, January 8th, 2011 will forever be remembered as a very tragic day in Tucson history, the shooting at Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' Congress on Your Corner event left 13 wounded, including the Congresswoman, and killed six. 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green was the youngest victim that day, losing her life while waiting in line to meet Representative Giffords. Since that time, Christina Taylor's parents, Roxana and John Green, have established a foundation in her memory to carry out her dreams to make the world better. Over the past year, with community and corporate partners and volunteers, the foundation has supported many projects, including safe play areas, better equipment for schools, and leadership training for young women interested in politics. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Christina Taylor's mother, Roxana Green, and Dana Bartholomew joins us, president of the Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation. Earlier this year, Roxana wrote a book about her daughter's life with internationally known author Jerry Jenkins. The book is titled As Good As She Imagined. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit, Roxana, right off the bat about the title, As Good As She Imagined. What's the significance there?
Well, the title came from President Obama's memorial speech that he gave in Tucson, where he stated that I want America to be as good as she imagined. And he was speaking about Christina Taylor. And my husband and I were very honored that he mentioned her so many, you know, that he mentioned her in his speech. And we believe that that was one of the best speeches he ever had. And we know Christina would be very proud of that title for the book.
Sharing the family's story, was that a difficult decision to make?
It was a difficult decision. Yes, it was. But it was also therapeutic. When we were finished, it was somehow healing to be interviewed by Jerry Jenkins, because he's a very understanding person and a father and grandfather. And we knew that there were several authors out there that were going to tell her story, and we thought it should come from our voice. We knew her the best.
You know, there's a very interesting and heartwarming story that was in the Arizona Republic over the weekend about they kind of profile you at your book signings. And a lot of people come up to you, and it's difficult for them, isn't it, to express they really feel bad for you, but they really don't know how to put it, do they?
Yeah, definitely. It's a hard thing. But, you know, just them being there is comforting, and I know it's a difficult thing for them, so I try to make them feel comfortable and perhaps break the ice or give them a hug or make the first move.
I want to bring Dana into the conversation now. Dana, the foundation has been extremely busy. Why don't you give us a recap of some of the things that have gone on?
Very busy. For a first-year foundation, amazing work has been accomplished here in the Tucson area and even outside of the Tucson area. We've been able to fund several projects to include smart boards in elementary schools. This is assisting the classrooms in not only educational and reading, working on their reading skills, also to work with computers for the literacy and also in the art programs, too. Additionally, we've actually helped fund a playground at Mesa Verde Elementary School, which was much needed, a very old elementary school in central Tucson. That was a big accomplishment that the Christina Taylor Green Foundation, along with the Allstate Foundation, combined each other to. We have several projects coming up, too. We are actually this week coming up, we're making an announcement to present two checks. One would be to the 912 Generation Project for New York Says Thank You, which is an organization that was established after 9/11 and not so much about 9/11, but about the thank you to the rest of the country about what happened after 9/11 and how the United States came to the aid of New York. So they are giving back throughout our community, and we are putting together an educational program that's going to go throughout the 26,000 schools in the United States. And we are funding New York City and the entire state of Arizona and one in every state of our nation, too.
Roxana, it's got to be gratifying, doesn't it, to see what's going on with this foundation?
We're very pleased with it. We are just, like, so grateful to all the people in Arizona and throughout the country and even abroad that have sent well wishes and funds for us to do things in our daughter's memory.
Where do you get your strength, Roxana? I mean, this is something very positive has come out of something really horrible. Where do you get your strength from?
I think it's my deep faith. I grew up a Christian, and I have deep-rooted faith that has helped me and our family get through the tragedy. Well wishes from people all over the country, cards, emails. I think that has helped us through as well.
You know, Christina had many acts of kindness to others. There's been numerous stories that have emerged. That must be very gratifying for you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Can you give us an idea of some of the stories?
Well, Christina Taylor was an extraordinary child. She was only 9 years old in third grade, but I think she was an old soul. She was very mature for her age. We traveled throughout the country with my husband's job as a baseball scout. And shortly after she passed away, we received a lot of letters and calls and emails and cards, and people would reach out to us and wanted to know what a special and mature and loving little girl that she was. She did a lot of acts of kindness to people on her travels. One story I could tell you about is probably how she befriended someone on the bus. A young boy had recently moved to Tucson, and he was being bullied and taunted and just having a hard time getting used to a new school, and she asked him to sit at next to her on the bus, and after 2 or 3 weeks, he was comfortable enough to sit by himself, and he had friends on the playground after hanging out with her and her girlfriends and guy friends. And we didn't have any knowledge of this incident. My son or Christine Teller hadn't mentioned anything to us, but his mother came to our house and gave us a prayer shawl, and she told us about the acts of kindness and how she was so grateful that her son was so happy to have moved to Tucson and so happy to have met Christina.
What a special young lady. Really, really heartwarming to hear that story, Dana Bartholomew. Big events coming up. We want to touch on the charity White Sox versus Dodgers baseball game at Keno on March 23rd. That's coming up. And then this VIP book signing with Roxana is going to be March 24th. Out at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Tell us a little bit about these events.
That's right. Next Friday at 1 o'clock, please join us at Keno State Sports Complex for the Dodgers and the White Sox for a charity baseball game. And then the following morning from 10 to 12 at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso, we will have a book signing. The New York Says Thank You Foundation people will actually be attending the book signing also, and that will be from 10 to 12 at Splendido. For reservations, you'll call Splendido at 520-878-2612.
That's going to be a lot of fun, the baseball game and then meeting Roxana and talking with her about the book. That's going to be a very special occasion. 2012 is going to be a very busy year, isn't it, for the Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation?
Most definitely. We have this fall, we are partnering with the Conquistadors. As you may know, it is their 50th year anniversary, and we are doing a celebrity golf tournament and gala at its JW Star Pass. So that's going to be a really big event. We right now, between the next 3 months, plan on granting over $150,000 throughout the community and hope the second half of the year to give another $150,000 away.
So this Thank You Foundation, New York says Thank You Foundation, they've really stepped up, haven't they, Dana?
Very much so. And it is all about exactly what Christina was all about. It is paying it forward in a true sense.
Ladies, thank you very much. Thanks for sharing your daughter's inspiring story and legacy. And remember to visit www.christina-taylorgreen.org to learn more about the upcoming charity White Sox versus Dodgers baseball game at Keno Sports Complex. That's March 23rd. And then the next day, the VIP book signing with Roxana Green at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso on March the 24th. And Dana, what again, can you give us again the information, the phone number for that?
Sure, 520-878-2612.
Thank you very much, Dana and Roxana. Good luck to you both. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 1245 on the Buckmaster Show, it's time for the fourth annual Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge. We'll be talking to the Sarge. That's next as we continue with Buckmaster.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Back to the Buckmaster Show, 1249. Well, the fourth annual Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge is scheduled for this Saturday morning at 7:30 at the Brandy Fenton Memorial Park in Tucson. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Anita Kelman, also known as the Sarge. She is founder of the Beat Cancer Boot Camp. Anita, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell me about how the whole concept for this Beat Cancer Boot Camp came about.
The program itself has been in existence for over 8 years, and it's an exercise support group for all cancer survivors, family and friends. So basically, the program is open to everybody in the community. And it's a way for me to help people take charge of their health, make them physically stronger so they're mentally tougher to fight any battles that come their way.
And you work in the medical profession. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to cancer patients.
Well, I'm in the healthcare profession. Primarily right now I'm working with a breast surgeon. I'm the clinical liaison. So I'm kind of the first point of contact that a lot of these patients have when they come in, and some of them do get diagnosed with cancer. So what I like to do is to give them some hope to so they could get through the whole process of their diagnosis and encourage them to join boot camp. But it's not only me that encourages them. I have lots of oncologists in town who recommend patients come to the program when they're first diagnosed, so they're engaged in a positive support group.
It's got to be very challenging emotionally for, and the emotions probably run the full spectrum of people after they get a cancer diagnosis. And you try to step up to the plate, be positive, good energy,
right.
which you have plenty of good energy, and you try to direct that their energy to a more positive place.
Right.
Did I get that right?
Pretty good, Bill. I talk to people and I tell them, you're drafted. It wasn't something you signed up for. It wasn't on your checklist of things to do. You got diagnosed with cancer. Let's deal with it, move on, be positive, and move forward.
The challenge, which is coming up 7:30 a.m. Brandy Fenton Memorial Park. How the challenge, is this more of an orientation, Anita?
Nope.
We're going to get down and dirty.
I'm glad you asked me that, Bill. Let me tell you what the challenge really is.
Tell me what the challenge is.
The Boot Camp Challenge, this is our fourth annual, like you mentioned, and it is our annual fundraiser that helps us sustain the program throughout the year. So how the whole challenge came in existence is I was one of my board members, Bernard Legat, who's an Olympic runner, by the way. When I was trying to figure out ways to raise money, I said, Bernard, could you help me do a run or a walk? And, we talked, and he said, you know what? Everyone does runs. Let's do something unique to boot camp. And then we created the Boot Camp Challenge, which is a 5K obstacle course. Each obstacle is designed and built by local military and law enforcement. So you have the opportunity to see, we have the Army, the Marines, we have Davis-Monthan out there, the SWAT, the fire department, we have everyone. We bring the whole community together, and it's really incredible. They all come dressed in their uniforms, and I tell them, let's give these participants the boot camp experience. And so I call that encouraging them through the obstacles, but they can use that word however they want, and they push them through.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now. when I said get down and dirty, I wasn't kidding. I mean, there's a gentleman who is taking part in the obstacle course, and he's down there in the mud.
Right. That's our big finale, the mud pit. So if you are planning on attending, which I do want to challenge you, Bill, to show up and take part of this great event, don't wear your favorite clothes unless...
No.
Okay. No, as in you're not coming?
No, not the favorite clothes.
Oh, good,
I mean, but
good.
I do encourage everyone to come to the 2012 challenge at Brandy Fenton Park. Now, besides the challenge, the boot camp itself, that experience, goes on year-round.
That is an ongoing support group where people have the opportunity to work out 3 to 4 times a week. We also, it's not just a physical support group. We have mentoring. So newly diagnosed patients could get a mentor to help them through, people who've actually been there, done it, and, you know, survived their experience and are still laughing and smiling. We have monthly lunches. We have monthly dinners. I do annual retreats. I mean, AWOL trips. We've gone to the shooting range, the police academy. We do all kinds of fun things. And, yes, that is year-round. Once you sign up, you're there.
And we want to point out that this is for cancer survivors and really anyone affected by cancer. And that can be support.
Right.
Support group, family, friends, whatever.
Right. The event and the program is not just for cancer survivors. And we actually encourage people to bring buddies with. We call them, it's a whole buddy program. Because a lot of times people don't like to go to support group alone. And it, you know, could be intimidating. Or maybe they're not feeling up to driving there that day. Your buddy can drive you and take you and sit with you. So you can still be around the positive, upbeat people.
This is a nonprofit organization, Beat Cancer Boot Camp, that is based in Tucson. And I know you are expanding this program around the country.
Yes, yeah. I am. I have right now 2 boot camps in Ohio, 1 in Massachusetts. They'll be opening 1 in Wisconsin in the summer. Looking at a couple people in California want the program. So I'm glad to bring it out to, you know, across the country. It's been so successful and helped so many here locally, you know, that I want to share that with other people.
And this is really a great way for people to get exercise.
Oh.
I mean, when bottom line, you get
the bottom line, yeah, the
positive reinforcement,
right.
And you're gonna work out, right?
Yeah, the boot camp program was based on the Navy SEALs training manual, and I actually have gotten in contact with the man who wrote the Navy SEALs training manual, and he was at the first boot camp challenge. So all the exercises are based on his program, and there are ways to modify so you don't feel intimidated that you have to be a Navy SEALs to join the program. There is always ways to exercise, whatever fitness level you're at.
Anita Sarge Kelman is the founder of the Beat Cancer Boot Camp. And this event, do people need to, for the challenge this Saturday, is there advanced registration needed, or can people just show up?
Well, it would probably be better if you sign up in advance. You can go to the website. You can sign up at the park Thursday and Friday. We have packet pickup. I would highly suggest that you do it before the race. We have right now over 500 people signed up, and it's probably, you know, the park will get a little crowded and congested, and you don't want to miss anything, including our opening ceremony with the Tucson Fire Department Color Guard.
And we should probably give out the website that we have not given that out.
We should.
So far. Go ahead.
BeatCancerBootCamp.com.
And should we give out a phone number, too? Or?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
The phone number for boot camp is 546-1601.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your website right now. You've got a great website up there, so folks can get all the information about that. So you've been doing this boot camp, you said 8 years?
8 years.
Yeah. Before that, were you into physical activity? I mean, you look like you're in great shape is
well,
what
thanks.
I'm trying to say. I mean, you look like somebody who's been through a couple of boot camps. So you look, you know, you're in great shape.
Well,
but were you physically active
I've always been physically active. And before I started this boot camp, I was actually teaching a boot camp for the city of Tucson. So fitness has always been part of my lifestyle. And, you know, I have to just share with viewers that exercise not only prevents cancer, but it prevents recurrence of cancer. So it's so important to get exercise in. even, you know, 5 minutes a day is better than nothing. I always like to stress that. You know, so if you can't come to the boot camp class, do something at home.
Yeah, because it's good for the mind and body, just getting out, walking, doing whatever you're comfortable with.
Right, and that's why I like teaching the boot camp outdoors, so you can appreciate the nature. Look at, you know, the mountains, the blue sky, and take a moment to appreciate your surroundings.
Quick background, where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Oh, right. That's my hometown.
Oh, I
two Chicagoans. No wonder we get along so
perfect.
Well.
Perfect.
Yeah, so when you came out, how many years ago?
I've been here 32 years.
Well, then that qualifies you for a Tucsonan. You're a native after that long. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anita Sarge-Kelman, Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge, coming up 7:30 a.m. this Saturday.
Promptly.
Yeah, promptly.
Don't
Brandy,
be late.
Brandy Fenton Memorial Park. There'll be some information packets out there Thursday and Friday, and also you can go to the website for more information.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. If you're looking for a good CPA, I strongly recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers. And who doesn't need a good CPA during this time of year with the tax season right upon us? That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. We will do it again tomorrow here, noon to one on KVOI, The Voice, and The Voice Network stations. Hope you have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 9:30 KAPR, Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.